A volcano in the Philippines released smoke and ash on Monday as scientists warned of a possible explosive eruption. Clouds of ash were seen rising from the tall volcano, which sits on an island south of the Philippine capital, Manila. Local officials said more than 24,000 people had already fled the island and surrounding areas. The volcanic island has long been a popular stop for visitors. Experts warned that a powerful eruption could cause strong waves to develop on the lake surrounding the volcano. Officials were planning to evacuate hundreds of thousands of people. A lack of transport and poor visibility caused evacuation delays in some areas. Officials said some people had refused to leave their homes and property. Wilson Moralit is the mayor of Baleti, a town that stretches along the water's edge of Tall Lake, which surrounds the volcano. He told a Philippine radio station that some people were panicking from the volcano and felt the need to stay to take care of their farms. "We're trying to stop them from returning and warning that the volcano can explode again any time and hit them," Moralit said. The mayor appealed for troops and more police to stop people from secretly returning to their high-risk villages. By Sunday night, ash from the tall volcano had blown more than 100 kilometers northward to Manila. Conditions forced the city's main airport to close, with more than 500 flights canceled. Parts of the airport were reopened after the ashfall eased. Government work and school classes were suspended Monday in many towns and cities, including Manila. Stores quickly sold out of face masks designed to protect against the possible harmful effects of volcanic ash, the French press agency AFP reported. Steam, ash, and rocks blasted up to 15 kilometers into the sky from the volcano, the Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology reported. Officials said lava was also seen flowing out of the volcano. Maria Antonio Bornas is a chief science research specialist at the Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology. "The speed of escalation of Tall's volcanic activity caught us by surprise," she told reporters. She added, "We still can expect a hazardous eruption at any time." Mary Lou Baldonado lives in the nearby town of Laurel. She told Reuters news agency she fled her home with only two sets of clothes after she saw a huge ash cloud form. "We got scared of what could happen to us. We thought the volcano was going to erupt already," Baldonado said. The Tall volcano's last disastrous explosion happened in 1965, when more than 200 people were killed. I'm Brian Lynn.